does positive thinking really work? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, and with the thought for today. Does positive thinking really work? Well, it is only through positive thinking that anything takes place in the world. It's only through positive thinking that anything responds in the world. The world is a picture of positive thinking. And everybody and everything thinks positive thoughts. I was just looking at my dog Rex, great big golden retriever. The temperature is around 32 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Rather cool morning for Southern California. And Rex went from inside the house to outside the house to lay there in that wonderful cool temperature with his beautiful fur coat. Now, he thought that would be just wonderful. And so he went out there and he laid there. And he was out there for about an hour and he was quite comfortable. And then he saw me sitting here talking, sharing, and he thought, well, I think I'll go inside. So he came inside and he climbed up on his favorite couch and he put his head on the edge of the couch and he can look out the window and he can enjoy himself. And he's being very positive about everything he's doing. Now, why did he go outside and why did he come inside? And why did he do anything at all? The things that he did are very positive. Now, you might say, when we do things that are not considered beneficial or good, they're positive too. Because those things are done for a purpose. They're done because we wanted to do them. Now, that may not be beneficial to us or the world, but we do it. Like, for instance, we might put our hand on a hot stove, and that does not hardly seem beneficial, but we do it. Now, that's a positive action. So you see, all positive actions are not necessarily beneficial actions, and all beneficial actions are positive actions. How can we make all of our actions beneficial actions? How can we make all of our thinking beneficial thinking? How can we make everything we do, which by its nature is positive thinking, but how can we make everything we do be beneficial to us? We have the ability to think any thought we want to think. We can think thoughts of happiness or joy and sadness or release. We can think thoughts of thousands of possibilities. But where do we think thoughts? What is our source of inspiration for thinking thoughts? I think that's one of our primary points that we need to address ourselves to in life. Where is our source of inspiration for our thinking? Where is our source of inspiration for our thinking? Now, too often, we have our source of inspiration, the outer. We listen to the world around us and all of its exciting activities. We read about it in the newspaper. We hear about it on television and the radio. We hear about it over the phone. We hear about it in talking to our family and our neighbors, all revealing the great and wonderful things that are going on in the world. And as we hear these things, we think to ourselves, now that's good. That's not so good. That was beneficial, and that's not so beneficial. Now, we had the opportunity to spend our time thinking on good or non-good, non-beneficial things. And we choose to spend a great deal of our time on non-beneficial things. Let's just take the city. And in the city, you want to have a stop sign. So you go down to City Hall and you complain that you'd like to have a stop sign put on a certain intersection. Well, now in the first part, you say you go down and complain. Instead of going down and telling the councilmen or the city fathers, this is why having a stop sign at that intersection is valuable. And what are the criteria for having stop signs at different intersections, and how can we qualify for that criterion? Now that's going down to City Hall with a totally different point of view than to complain. And yet, complaints are not all negative. Complaints by their nature should be negative, because that's what the word implies. It implies that you are opposing something, you are objecting to something. But information that points out where things can be more beneficial, like a stop sign on a corner, can be a positive statement. You go down to the city fathers and you say, my children cross the street at that intersection on their way to school every day. We live so near the school, they don't have to take the bus. And at that intersection, many cars go by. Now, they must cross at that intersection because that's the only intersection that leads to the school from our area. And if we don't have a stop sign at that intersection, the traffic is rather heavy, and we need a traffic crossing guard so that the children may cross properly. Now, what would you suggest, you say to the city fathers, would be the best way to handle that situation of having our children safely cross the street? Now, I would go out there every morning myself, except I'm on my way to work, and I leave my children in the hands of the city. Well, the city fathers look at you and they say, that's a nicely presented case. We will take it into consideration. And then you can either say, well, sure, take it into consideration. That means you're going to put it on the table. That means you're going to do nothing with it. Or you can say, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking it into consideration. And please let me know what are the circumstances that would bring about having some sort of guidance at that corner for my children as they're going to and from school. And so, after your session with the council meeting, you go home and you say, one voice is good, but what about all the other people in the neighborhood? And so you write a petition. We would like to have guidance for the children going to school in the morning, either a crossing guard or a stop sign, or both, so that they can walk across the street in harmony with the traffic rules. And so you go around your several block area, and you get a petition, and you have your neighbors sign the petition that they would like to have some sort of guidance or protection at that corner so the children can walk across the street on their way to school in a proper manner. Now, it may be true you don't need the stop sign there all day long, but at the time of the children crossing the street, it would be nice to have some sort of a control. And you're not asking for anything special, just a matter of control for the time that the children cross the street to go to school. And all the neighbors say, yes, I've thought about that too. And I thought I'd go down and tell that city council a piece of my mind. And I'd go down and tell them what to do. And then other neighbors said, I just was at my wit's end to know what to do, because I can't always be there to take my children to and from school, and it's just too much. And what can we do? And so as you walk around the block, you find that within a 2 to 3 block radius of that crossing, you have almost 100 children. 100 children. And you write that down. And you take a picture of the children attempting to cross the street on their way to school, and how many cars are lined up there waiting for the children to cross, because they too want to be courteous for the children. And you bring the pictures and you bring the petition down to the city council. And the city council not only sees this, but you bring your neighbors down. And they all come down in force and sit before the city council and say, this is an important thing that needs to be addressed immediately, because school is open and our children are going back and forth to school. So the city councilmen discuss in front of the people and listening to their point of view what might be some alternatives. Now, they're doing positive thinking. They're not doing irritated thinking. They're not doing thinking contrary to the public good or to their good or to any good. They're harmonious with the highest good. And as they talk to the people, they find that there's one lady there who is a retired lady, and she would very much like to offer her services to the city at no charge to be the crossing guard every morning and every afternoon that at the school. And of course, some of the children come home for lunch, so that'd mean for lunchtime there would have to be a crossing guard 3 times a day. And the city councilman said, that's wonderful. Have you had any experience in being a crossing guard? And she says, no, but I know how to stop traffic. And the councilman said, well, we will take you and we will send you to a class, and you can learn how to be a crossing guard. What are the requirements? What are the ability that you have, the control that you have? And we'll give you the proper badge, the proper ornamentation, so that people will know that you're a crossing guard. And then you can start the day after you have your class. But when will we have the class? About tomorrow morning. Well, that's great. So the next morning, the lady goes to the class, and she finds it very helpful. But then she realizes that she can't do this every single day. There are many days that she'd like to do other things. She'd like to go shopping. She'd like to go visiting friends. She'd like to take a trip somewhere. So they have to have an alternative crossing guard. And so the city council agrees that an alternative crossing guard would be good, and they have her trained. Well, now, all of this was done, as most things are done, really, in harmony and peace. All of this was done with positive thinking. And as each parties, all of the parties involved, were positively working together to come up with a solution that was going to be beneficial for all, many opportunities came up. And the city realized that they couldn't have just a volunteer for that rather responsible job, because it took more responsibility than a retired person who was not paid to do this to do. And so they made a position, and they offered pay for the position. Now, the woman who was retired applied for the position, and she got the position. But now she was a paid employee, and now she was responsible for the city, for the people, for everything, to be there. All in divine right order, not one shout, not one hurrahs, all in perfect harmony, all in perfect peace. And because it was done so lovingly, because it was done so peacefully and so beautifully. It was completely, wonderfully, and marvelously done. Our life is like that. We can have positive thinking and positive attitudes in everything we do. And when we do, then everything works out in perfect harmony. Let your life be perfect harmony, like the crossing guards' harmony, like the people who lived in the neighborhood who wanted to have a little security for their children walking across the street. Everything works out beautifully when you think loving thoughts in a positive way. Have a grand and beautiful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.